Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
New data from Riverside County's annual 2020 Point in Time survey shows that the homeless youth population has increased by 41% and that one in five unsheltered persons reported losing their housing over the past year. And joining me now, I have Natalie Kumuro, Homelessness Solutions Deputy CEO, and Luis Lopez, Program Specialist for Riverside County. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, Luis, tell us about this year's efforts to get a better count that represents the actual number of homeless youth in Riverside County. What did that entail, and what did you do differently?
So this year, what we did differently to promote the youth one-time count from other years was our volunteer recruitment. We know and understand that having more volunteers on the ground gives us a better ability to canvass, you know, our cities and communities throughout Riverside County. For those of you that don't know, the youth point-in-time count is a portion of the general count, and it's conducted over 3 days, typically from 2 p.m. through 8 p.m. We had 12 deployment sites that were broken down throughout the county of Riverside, and we divided the county into three different regions, the first region being the western region of Riverside, then we had teams out in the southwest region of Riverside, and we had additional teams out in desert region to be able to canvass a lot of the cities that we have information on where homeless youth typically tend to gather.
Now, as far as volunteers go, how many people were actually helping with the survey this year?
So over the 3 days, we had 254 volunteers, which was an increase from last year.
And why is it so hard to get an actual count of the homeless youth population in Riverside County?
There's several factors in regards to the challenges of being able to survey some of the youth, and the primary one is being able to identify them. A lot of the times, you know, we walk and drive by a youth not knowing that they're homeless because they don't typically appear to be. Sometimes, you know, they're able to couch surf some nights. Other nights, they're staying behind a building, you know, to where they're still able to, say, you know, wash their clothing. They're still able to shower, groom, and they don't want a lot of the community or friends, and you know, if they're still going to school, they don't want their schoolmates to know that they're homeless. So they definitely try to, you know, keep up on their hygiene and, you know, wear clean clothing. So it's hard to identify them.
Okay, now, Natalie, give us some of the statistics behind this year's survey. Give us some of the more important statistics.
Okay, well, we did find 2,155 people living on the streets of Riverside County, and then another 729 people in shelters or other temporary housing. So this is a total of 2,884 people, slightly more than last year, about 3% increase over last year. One of the things that we did do is ask people for the first time, we've asked people, were they homeless for the first time in the last 12 months? And we had about 485 people who said yes. So what we're learning and understanding about this is that we have a lot of work to do on the prevention side of addressing homelessness, even as we're doing a great deal to get people who are currently homeless off the street.
Okay, and are there any future plans on how you're going to address the homeless youth population in Riverside County?
Well, every year we do look at what we did in the present homeless point in time count and see how we can make improvements to it. So there will be a debrief around the operations to see if there's anything more we could be doing to improve the effectiveness and accuracy of the count. What will be different next year is that we've reorganized and we're moving the point-in-time count operations to a new department. And so the people who are in that new department are now transitioning, and that's with the Department of Housing, Homelessness Prevention, and Workforce Solutions.
Okay, now the number of chronic homelessness went down this past year during this past count. First of all, give us a definition of what chronic homelessness means, and why do you think that number went down?
So to be considered chronically homeless, a person has to be continuously homeless for a year or longer, or repeatedly homeless at least four times over a period of 3 years, and they have to have a disability. So one of the things about this is, first of all, we do have a priority for housing homeless people who identify as chronically homeless and meet that criteria. However, one of the questions that we ask in the survey for the point-in-time count is for people to tell us whether or not they have a disability. And if somebody doesn't disclose that they have a disability, we can't count them as being chronically homeless. So part of that decline might be in the way that we're doing the survey, because we have to depend on somebody self-reporting whether or not they have a disability.
Okay, now federal agencies add points for homeless funding in communities that achieve at least a 5% reduction in the chronically homeless over the prior year. Now, does that mean that Riverside County will be getting extra homeless funding?
No, we will not be getting extra homeless funding based on these numbers from HUD. So HUD has incentives, if you will, for continuum care systems to reduce homelessness, and so that's where those bonus points come into play and make us eligible for additional funding. However, in allocating state funding, the state is actually using our total number of homeless people for their allocation. So we're sort of caught in a bind either way. We could increase funding with the state if we have a higher number, but if we show reductions in homelessness, we could potentially have an increase in federal funding.
Your outreach teams did a great job of identifying vulnerable homeless seniors, pregnant women, and people with underlying health conditions, and then moving them to local motels during the COVID-19 crisis. Tell us about that.
Well, that is really a great story, because one of the things that's helped us in this effort is the GIS tool that we're using. This is a mobile application that we use in our point-in-time count that we've adapted for use in doing our street outreach response. And so in working closely with our information technology department, we have sent out outreach teams to geocode where they're finding people and then how we screen them in terms of whether they're exhibiting symptoms for COVID or whether they are in a risk category, and that would be people over the age of 65 and people with underlying health conditions. What we did locally that I think is different than other jurisdictions is that we also screened for pregnant women. And at last check, I think we found 43 pregnant women that we were able to move into motels.
Great. Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic, are there any new challenges that you're facing?
Well, yes, challenges and opportunities. And we have an unprecedented number of people now living in those motels that we are eager to move out into permanent housing. We don't want them returning to the street. Our challenge is having personnel to do this work. And so we're looking in every corner to leverage the resources that we currently have with the departments and personnel that we have, but hoping that we can get some reliable funding so we can then say to people, hey, look, these are good jobs that we need to fill and foresee those jobs continuing, because we know we'll have a sure source of funding to do the work.
And what are some of the other agencies that the county is currently working with?
So the lead through this has been the Department of Housing, Homelessness Prevention, and Workforce Solutions, working very closely with Riverside University Health Systems, Department of Behavioral Health, and then Public Health. Our RUHS Public Health Department has also been providing work. They've been coordinating with the SOS team, as well as working with the existing outreach and social work teams that serve homeless individuals.
And where can we find more details on the homeless survey? Is there a spot we can find the actual breakdown of the numbers?
Okay, so the point-in-time count data can be found on a website that is hosted by UC Riverside Department of Computer Science and Engineering. I'm going to read this slowly, and perhaps you can put this link on your website. It is rchi.cs.ucr.edu.
Okay, give that to us once more.
Once more, rchi riverside.cs.ucr.edu.
And as we start to wrap things up, what kind of progress do you see Riverside County making in the future as far as battling the homeless problem and the homeless population and getting them off the streets?
Well, we continue to build on the capacity that we have. We need reliable funding so that we have predictability and certainty moving forward and we can expand our services. I think that this crisis has really highlighted the vulnerability that we have in our community and the work that we need to build that resiliency. I'm totally confident that we are going to be doing better because we do take seriously the work that we've done to date, and we know that we're not perfect and that we need to continue to work on improving that. I do want to leave one thing with your viewers, though. We talked a little bit about this point in time count affecting our funding. The really critical basis for our federal funding is the census. So if your viewers have not yet completed their census form, please, please do. It doesn't take much time, and it's critically important for us, not just for this funding, but for all manner of funding from the federal government.
Okay, Natalie Comuro, Homelessness Solutions Deputy CEO, and Luis Lopez, Program Specialist for Riverside County. And we've been talking about the 2020 point in time count and the homeless youth population in Riverside County. So thank you very much for joining me, you two. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.